Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. From the court, back out on the campaign trail. Former President Trump talking about his hush money trial in his stop at a convenience store in Upper Manhattan.
There was nothing done wrong. This is all politics.
Mr. Trump promised to keep fighting to have Judge Juan Merchan removed from the trial. He says he's totally biased. Two lawyers are among the seven jurors selected today. The trial resumes on Thursday. The White House is expected to impose new sanctions on Iran this week in response to its weekend missile and drone attack on Israel. Speaker Mike Johnson with a message to any House Republican who wants him to step down.
I am not resigning, and it is... in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs.
But Kentucky's Thomas Massie is joining Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene in calling on Johnson to vacate the speakership. This is ABC News. Grounding the Boeing 737 MAX and slowing its production has cost a major airline hundreds of millions of dollars.
When Boeing 737 MAX 9s were grounded because of that door plug that flew off that Alaska Airlines MAX 9 in flight, the grounding cost airlines a lot of money. United saying it cost the airline about $200 million, a revelation coming in a new regulatory filing. And now to make matters worse, because of production slowdowns, United says Boeing has alerted the airline it will be receiving far fewer new 737 MAX aircraft this year than had been expected. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Boating technology company Smartmatic and One America News announced they've reached a settlement in a 2021 lawsuit. Smartmatic accused OAN of knowingly and deliberately spreading lies about the company in the 2020 election. The terms of the deal are confidential. Smartmatic still has several other unresolved lawsuits. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The tornado watch for Iowa County that was supposed to go until 10 o'clock has now officially expired, so there are no watches in the WRCO listening area. For tonight, heavy rain and storms, then spotty showers, breezy and mild, low 54, winds southeast 15 to 20 with gusts up to 25. Cloudy, windy, and wet tomorrow with occasional showers and thunder, high 62, winds west 15 to 20 with gusts up to 30, and mostly cloudy on Wednesday, tomorrow night, I should say, with a few spotty showers, low 42, winds west 10 to 15, gusts up to 20. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm, and our current temperature is 58 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Strange. Have it snow by around. make me feel strange. Times like these make me feel strange.
Time to see me. How's life? Tell me, how's your family? I haven't seen them in a while. You've been good, busier than ever. We small talk, work in the weather. Your guard is up, and I know why. Because the last time you saw me, you still burned. You saying I'm sorry for that night.
more than saying I do. Kiss you good nights and I love yous. Me and you, baby, we'll walk in the footsteps, build our own family one day at a time. 10 little toes, a painted pink room. Our beautiful baby looks just like you. And we'll build this love from the ground up. Now till forever, it's all of me, all of you. Just take my hand and I'll be the man your dad hoped that I'd be. And we'll build this love. Gonna shake, but I'll be a shelter through the wind and the rain. And we'll build this love from the ground up. Now till forever, it's all of me, all of you. Just take my hand and I'll be the man your dad hoped that I. Kiss you goodnight and say I love you still. And we'll build this love from the ground up. For worse or for better, and I will be all you need. Beside you I'll stand. Through the good and the bad, we'll give all that we have. And we'll build this love from the ground.
Dan and Shay, very nice tune there by them. That was called From the Ground Up. I really enjoyed that one. Before that, we had Taylor Swift singing Back to December. We don't need to go back to December. I'm happy we're starting to get this nicer weather. It wasn't so nice tonight. Pretty stormy tonight. I'm Tim Thied, by the way, and I'll be here until the top of the hour. And here a little later than I usually am. That's because we had, unless you've been hiding in your dark place, it has been pretty stormy tonight all around the southern part of Wisconsin into Iowa and northern Illinois and areas there. Towards the south of Richland County and down into Iowa and Illinois, I think that's where they get the worst weather. But not too bad here now. Our temperature is 58 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge at 9:15. We did receive 95 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. And as I mentioned earlier, we had the largest amount of rain from 540 until 6:15, and that was a 35-minute period, and we received 77/100ths of an inch of rain during that time. Luckily enough, it let up. Otherwise, I think we could have had some major flooding. But wherever you are, there may be some water in the roadway, and if you do see some water, please do not try to attempt crossing through the water. You're safer just turning around and so you don't drown. But just depends on how much rain you got someplace. And so with that, otherwise, if there's just puddling on the roadway, then don't worry about it. You don't have to turn around. And I just have some good news too, and I think I mentioned it at the top of the hour during our weather forecast. Looks like all watches have expired in the area. Watches and warnings have expired in the have expired in the WRCO listening area. I'm looking at the radar right now. It looks like the heavier storms are over in the Portage area. And Liddell's and Barrow, we were getting the rain, kind of like what we had. We had the heavier storms, and then the rain stuck around. And they said there might be some thunderstorms on weather.com after about 1 o'clock. So we'll just wait and see on that. But I don't think they're supposed to be severe, or any chance of them being severe. But some may be strong. So if you get woke up, then you know what's going on out there. But other than that, I think everything's going to be okay. But I think I'm going to stick around till the top of the hour, at least, to hang out with each and every one of you and just let you know what's going on. And I just wanted to let you know that the union will hold an inaugural open house. And that'll be tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. The union, located in the basement of Richland Center City Auditorium, is a nonprofit organization that connects motivated teachers and industry experts with area youth. Also, if you wanted to go for a bike ride tomorrow morning or go for a walk, the Pine River Bike Trail from Richland Center to Gotham is closed. So if you, and that'll be from 6:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. So if you do go out for your ride or for a walk, you'll have to do it after 4:30. And the closure is due to county workers doing tree and shrub removal.
Don't miss the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival, Friday, May 17th and Saturday, May 18th. On Saturday, join Mark Cupp, Executive Director of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board, as he talks about the Mounds of Muscadet. Mark will describe the ancient earthworks built 1,000 years ago on the landscape of the Lower Wisconsin River Valley. There will be aerial photographs, maps, and diagrams. Join him at the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board Office 202 North Wisconsin Avenue at 9 a.m. Thank you, Muscadet Chamber of Commerce, Meyer Construction, and Delta 3 Engineering for being proud sponsors of the festival.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
100.9 WRCO.
Oh, the Seminoles, the alligators and the gulls. Progress came and took its toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Attention all businesses looking to boost your visibility and reach your community. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call or text 608-485-1201. Join the ranks of thriving businesses and connect with your neighbors. Whether you're a small shop or a local service, the Richland County Telephone Directory is the go-to resource for residents. Serving dozens of communities, don't miss out on the opportunity to showcase your business to the community. Be a part of the directory that locals trust. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory, because when your community looks for you, their go-to place is the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call them now at 608-485-1201 for details.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Here, teacher, is the apple I brought for you.
Philip, how come this apple has a bite out of it?
I got hungry on the bus.
Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Mee. I'll be here Saturday night for classic rock and roll of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll be stopping for a time and remembering the first wave of the British invasion, the Beatles and the Stones and the Dave Clark Five and the Searchers and many more. The Salad Gold Dancers will be celebrating English Week.
Hey, Joanne, how about some tea and crumpets?
Hey, no fair. Henry has more crumpets than me.
Those were the days. WRCO Saturday Night is sponsored by Jay's Power Center, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, along with A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, and Center Cinema Twins. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, get ready for a feast of hits.
Hey, Joanne, do you have any more chili?
Cloudy showers tonight. It'll be breezy and mild with a low of 54. Cloudy, windy, and wet tomorrow with occasional showers and thunderstorms. High 62. Winds west 15 to 20 with gusts up to 30. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a few spotty showers. Low 42. Mostly cloudy on Thursday with a 50% chance of light showers. High 56. Sunny and cooler on Friday with a high of 52. And on Saturday, frost possible. Partly cloudy and crisp with a high of 49. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at around 2 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 58 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
It's 200 miles from Ole Miss. Said she had class, but she could skip. She'll stop for gas and pick up someone, but she'll be here by five. Yeah, she'll be here by five. She ain't the one that slammed the door and tore off in a truck. There on the couch, she'll keep me off my feet.
This world feels like it's burning to the ground. There's so much noise we get lost in the sound. We're all slaying dragons, we think we're on our own. But everybody's got a battle nobody knows. So share a little kindness, share a little light. Bigger than the darkness, it's gonna be alright. Give a little comfort, give a little hope. All we gotta do is walk each other home. There's a little sanctuary
inside every heart, but we burn all the bridges and we make it hard. Don't know who needs to hear this or what you're going through, but if you're feeling like I'm feeling, I'll be there for you too. Share a little kindness, share a little light, bigger than the darkness, it's gonna be alright. Give a little comfort, give a little hope. All we gotta do is walk each other home.
Forget where you are.
Billy Gilman with Southern Star. Before that, that was 615 Collective with Kindness. And right now it's 59 degrees. Actually, it's gone up a degree. We were like 58 earlier, so temperatures are going in the opposite direction. It is supposed to get down to 54, but I was outside when it was about 57, 58. It felt pretty nice out there. But at least the storms are pretty much out of the area. It looks like Dane County's like over that area is still under a tornado watch. That's till 10. But Iowa and Grant County, who both had the tornado watches earlier, those expired. Actually, they expire sooner than expected. So good news on that. Hopefully everybody stayed safe out there. Hopefully nothing happened. I'm sure we're going to have some reports tomorrow about any damage that happened in the area. And you'll be able to hear that tomorrow morning. Phil Neal will pass that along. Then Joanne Krulot, she'll pass along any information during her 7:45 newscast and throughout the day as information comes in. And they are talking about maybe a shower or thunderstorm after 1, 2 o'clock. But it doesn't sound like it's going to be severe. But just in case, it's good to be on the lookout and be cautious, but I don't think we're going to have anything like we did earlier this evening. Well, things aren't good for the Brewers. They start out so good. They look so good, but I think what doesn't help is Christian Yelich is injured now. He was another added punch there, which kind of threw opposing pitchers off, but unfortunately, after Wade Miley gave up 4 earned runs with only 1 out in the first inning, the Brewers ended up with a final of 6-3. So the Brewers lost to the Padres 6-3, but the Brewers will be playing the Padres tomorrow, and they'll be trying to avoid a sweep. And you'll be able to hear the broadcasts of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 12:10, and the pregame will start at around 11:35. And then after that, the Brewers on Friday, looks like they have a day off, because tomorrow is Wednesday, and then on Friday they play next against the Cardinals in St. Louis, and that'll be exciting too. It's always a big excitement. Doesn't matter how bad the team is. The Cardinals haven't been doing too well, but when it comes to division rivals playing against each other, it turns out to be a pretty good competition. Hopefully it'll be in the Brewers' favor. We'll see what happens. So keep our fingers crossed. Brewers, try to avoid that sweep tomorrow.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Call before you dig. April is National Safe Digging Month, and spring is a popular time for digging projects. Local energy companies encourage residents and contractors to call 811 before any digging projects. A quick call to 811 prior to planting trees or shrubs, fencing a yard, or building a playset can prevent a fine and a potentially dangerous accident with gas or electric lines. It's not just about the call, it's the law, and it can keep you and your neighbors safe. Call 811 before you dig.
100.9 WRCO. I remember the way you made love to me, like I was all you'd ever need. Did you change your mind? Well, I didn't change mine. Now here I am trying to make sense of it all. We were best friends, now we don't even talk. You broke my heart, ripped my world apart.
Sickler with Didn't You Know How Much I Loved You? And, well, it's time for me to wrap things up. And like I said, everything seems to be safe now. It looks like all the storms in the WRCL listening area are out of the area. It looks like even beyond that, it looks like kind of more even off west, off east of Madison is where a lot of the storms are still happening at. So hopefully everybody, like I said, everybody was safe and hopefully nobody had too much damage or nobody got hurt, but keep our fingers crossed. But I was happy to have you be you being a part of WRCL today, and thank you for tuning in and listening to us. And I will not be in tomorrow. I have tomorrow off, but I will be back on Thursday. I will be in probably after the baseball broadcast. I think we're going to have the game. It looks more likely we will, because it's only supposed to maybe a 50% chance of light showers, so that might that shouldn't cause anything to happen as far as the games. But be sure to listen to WRCO 100.9. Tune in and find out what's going to be happening. But anyways, tomorrow morning, be sure to tune in at 5 o'clock. And Phil Nee will have the Light in the Milk House show. Phil will have some great music, news, sports, information. Have Hank in the studio. And he'll be bringing you some great things. The only way Phil Nee knows how to do it. And keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 FM and WRCO.com and the Civic Media app as we bring you some more great music during the evening and overnight hours. All right, taking us up to the top of the hour and ABC News is Sugarland from 2005. Something More. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great evening, and I will talk to you on Thursday, and please stay safe. For sure.